15 to 20 million jobs. I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. As always, I ask that you go to your telephone, invite family members and friends to tune in. If you live in Philadelphia in the tri-state area, 860 is the place to be. If you're on the internet listening, let your family and friends know that they can tune in live right now, or they can listen anytime simply by going to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link, or you can listen anytime by going to the program and then listen live to the broadcasts at your leisure. Well, I am sitting here with the ever-popular Larkin Connolly, who has been on the travel for the last few weeks. And in fact, Rich Logis is also with us. And we're marking the third weekend of American Made Month. This is the third Wednesday. We had some very exciting things happen during the month of November, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. And as I talk with supporters, I feel we did a lot of good this year to lift the spirits of supporters and get more people to spend what they have in their pocket to support everything possible American Made. And when I talk about supporting American Made, we mean everything, and that's from the little sandwich shops to the cigar shops and whatever else is out there. We want to keep people working so that they're not dependent on anything other than their weekly paycheck to get by. But first, I'm going to turn to the ever-popular Dr. Larkin and ask him to give us a little bit of a report on how your last few weeks were.
where do I start? I took a trip, not last week, but the week before, through the outreaches of northern New York, and ultimately ended the week in Buffalo with our district director up there, Bill Ritter, who does a great job running northern New York, and in the Buffalo chapter with Steve Martin, who is could teach just about any chapter chair in the country on how to run a successful chapter. Steve has a great operation in Buffalo, and I urge anybody in that area that needs small business assistance to call Steve. He's got a grip on what they do up there. But Steve and Bill Ritter and a handful of us went over and visited Made in America. It was my first trip. I was as excited as a little schoolgirl on her first day at school. I really was. Drove by the Elma exit a couple times, drove right by the Made in America store a handful of times, but it was 6 o'clock in the evening in upstate New York, so things were kind of dark, but I found the store. I went in there, and I'll tell you what, I had to hide by gondolas probably for the first hour I was there, because I was crying like a baby. I mean, I was really getting emotional. Meeting Mark for the first time and hugging him, I think he looked at me like,
he's from Philadelphia.
Really? Yeah, right.
He's from Pennsylvania.
I'm a sloppy Irishman. What can I tell you? We hug a lot. But at any rate, we got there about 10 after 6 to the Made in America store. It wasn't anything short or long of what I expected. It's just phenomenal. It'll take your breath away. I mean, it honestly will. And we got there at about 10 after 6 with a decision that we were going to try to be somewhere at 7 o'clock. And at quarter after 9... we were sitting in the welding shop, in the conference room in the welding shop, still talking about Made in America and Mark's welding business. And I'm telling you what, it is nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, it is just a phenomenal story. The next week we went to Orlando, and of course Mark was our guest speaker. We had 30 district directors, and a district director like Bill Ritter is tantamount to a guy that runs a state or a large portion of that state. So we had 30 district directors there in the room. It was at dinner time, and I just wasn't as technically as sound as I should have been. I only got an opportunity to play the ABC Sharon Alfonsi cutaway, and everybody kind of sat up on their seat and went, what the heck is this? There was this huge ABC commercial at the front of the room on the screen, and I called Mark up, and Mark talked for about 45 minutes. And I'm telling you, people sat on the edge of their seats. It was just phenomenal. I mean, he had them absolutely in the palm of his hand. And the beauty of this, and I know Mark understands that, is that he was speaking to 30 states. I mean, he was speaking to half of the country. And people that he can pick up the phone now and call, Harold Rappaport in Maryland, or the names escape me right now, but he could call any one of these directors and say, I'm interested in Maryland, and he's got an instant contact into that state. They asked questions for another half hour. I mean, we ran probably a good 20 minutes over what we thought the program would run. Mark stuck around afterwards. We kept the bar open. And, I think Mark stayed there until probably 10:30. It's just a phenomenal performance. I can't say enough. You know, here's the rookie RVP being part of his first meeting, and I picked the dinner speaker, the keynote speaker, and I picked Mark, and, man, he made a hero out of me. He really did. I mean, it was just phenomenal. And I will tell you that for the remaining 2 days, we talked about Mark a lot, and the can-do and the spirit that he has, and, you know, the part of the movie where they say, well, what if you fail? And he said, failure is not an option. That just oozed out of everything that he had to say at that meeting and addressing those people. They were just captivated. So he's made 30 new friends. He now has a contact in every state east of the Mississippi, including Arkansas, which the last time I looked is on the other side. But he spoke to all of these people, and it was just next to phenomenal. We had Rich there. We started to talk about cars towards the tail end, and I was getting ready to call on Rich because I knew he had as good a memory about the percentage of cars that are made. But, you know, the question came up. I mean, the floor was asking these kind of questions about, you know, should I buy a Ford, or how do I know where the cars are made and the horn? You know, we really got into that kind of detail. And at that point, I think it was kind of like, the help wants to go home. And, you know, we need to turn out the lights. But
Larkin, I want to mention, great conversation. Oh, I'm telling you, just knowing that all of you had an opportunity to be with Mark is a treasure. I know, because I know so much about him and his family and the way they talk about him. He's unbelievable. So having that time with him,
it never changes, though. And you know, you always expect somebody that has that kind of persona to every once in a while turn to the side and spit, or to cuss, or to make an ugly face. But I mean, Mark is the most extraordinary collection of enthusiasm I've ever seen in one human being. And I mean, it's no wonder that Made in America works, and it's no wonder that, I mean, everybody thought he was out of his mind. And if he would have approached me as a score counselor and told me that he was going to open that store, I would have politely sent him somewhere else. I mean, I would have said, you're completely out of your mind, save your money. But listen, if Mark decides that he's going to paint New York purple, you better go out and buy stock in purple paint, because it'll happen. I mean, he is that kind of get-the-job-done person.
Well, he is the type of man I see and hear from everybody, including now you, is that it can be done if you put your mind to it and really work at it. And that's what he did.
Yep, through the thick and thin of it. I mean, and there were some pretty thin parts in his story where, you know, he said, I'd just grin until I went home, and then I'd just start sweating BBs. But he never gave up. And if you saw his welding business and what he is doing in that shop, this is a job shop. I mean, this is a welding business, but it's essentially a job shop. And he's building stuff for the United States military satellite program that shoots down opposing planes and stuff. It's just nuts. It's just crazy. But he does it, and he does it well, and the work is A1, and, you know, he doesn't lose customers anymore.
Beautiful. Rich, you heard the report from Larkin. You were there. Of course, Rich gave us a little bit of an update last week. What do you have to add to that?
Well, I think, guys, good morning, everyone. Is Mark on with us today?
No, he's, by the way, got 4 or 5 feet of snow. In fact, if you want to know what's going on over there, if you go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on Mark's mugshot there, you will see that it goes to his welcoming John Ratzenberger, and that had to be moved to Saturday. And I don't know how that's going to, that may have to be moved again, but hopefully they'll be able to get him in there for those 3 visits. But I encourage everybody to look at the store. Mark, just click on Mark's mugshot and you will be able to see. It goes right to his store and you'll see they're offering a special gift box made by John Ratzenberger. And he, in fact, was going to be there at the 3 stores today, but they changed it because of the heavy snow. And 5 feet and 4 feet is pretty heavy snow for any of us. But, Rich, you were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, and Larkin, welcome back on.
And thank you.
I learned a hell of a lot about SCORE being up in Orlando. And SCORE, to me, what I really left thinking about it was how uniquely American it really was. It was not an event that had anything to do with politics. It had to do with small business growth. It had to do with what we talk about all the time. Jobs are created by demand, and demand of a product and service means companies are going to create businesses, expand businesses, maybe acquire businesses. It was a pro-growth, pro-business event, absent of the usual political undertones that this issue seems to have. And Made in America is good business. Now, Mark is doing something unique because he has, to me, he's the pioneer of this. He's the guy who, when, and I'm going to say if and when, Made in America becomes more and more and more commonplace as it once was, Mark's going to be the guy we're going to all turn to. We're going to say, we know that guy. He's on our show. He's the guy that really is leading this. And you've got others who are doing a lot, too. You got Mike Sessions with his Gopher USA app. You got Jude Watkins doing his AmeriLoop. Mark has influenced all of us in this way, and he's doing it. He's not talking about it, and let's have a meeting and then another meeting. He's out there doing it. And, Mark, and my impression with everyone up there at the event was everybody left there moved and motivated by what Mark talked about.
No, there's no question about it. And it's, Rich, you make that observation about SCORE. You know, we at SCORE who operate and are all members know that it's really one of America's best-kept secrets. And there are a handful of politicians that know that also. But it does not take long to turn a new member into what I call a SCORE junkie. And you had dinner in a room with about 40... 45 SCORE junkies. Every one of them dedicated to the proposition of starting and growing small businesses in America. And it's you saw it firsthand. It is a unique, unique atmosphere.
And you know, Larkin, as you're talking about that, and as Rich was talking about that last Wednesday during the broadcast, this is what we really need more of in America, ways to talk about how to get those small businesses off the ground, get people to be unafraid of to giving it a stab, at least going for the counseling, for the mentoring, to see what it's all about. I see that there are some programs around, but not enough to encourage people to do it.
Well, there are a lot of really, really dynamite programs out there that help small businesses. There are a lot in Philadelphia. From the highs of Wharton and their SBDCs through Temple and LeBeau over at Drexel. There are some great, great programs. SCORE is one of them. It's a unique model. We don't charge anybody. It doesn't cost you a penny to make your dream come true. And, you know, we say at SCORE, you know, if you don't make your dream come true, if you don't find yourself working on your dream every day, you're going to end up having somebody pay you to make their dream come true. So come to SCORE. Don't spend a penny. Investigate the possibility. Because in order to turn this economy around and in order for SCORE to really achieve the pinnacle of its mission, we really need to start businesses. And the economy is going to turn around on started businesses. We have a tendency here to talk a lot about jobs, but there are no jobs. And that's the problem. The paradigm that this country just went through knocked a lot of those jobs away. So we have to create jobs is what we really want to do. And you create jobs by starting small businesses or growing small businesses that get bigger and have to hire. And that's what Mark is. Mark is just the most outstanding outlet for it. It's a Walmart-style outlet where you can start a company, make a product, create some demand, give it to Mark, and Mark is going to sell it for you and give you national notoriety and distribution pretty quickly. So I think, you know, over the next couple of years, I think we're going to discover that SCORE is going to use Mark, use him a lot as a future development marketing tool, whatever, for those things that SCORE gets accomplished in the companies that we start and help grow.
You know, you mentioned something, Rich, a few minutes ago, and Mike Sessions has a new Go For Made in USA. He's got a ad there. He's giving a free app during November American Made Month, and I'd like you to encourage people to go to our site, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and click on the Go For Made in the USA link. He's doing his very best, as everyone is. One thing that I learned during this past election, and we'll spend a few minutes on that when we come back, is that we can talk a lot about politicians and political discussions, but the biggest effect we're having in the country right now is by efforts like Made in America Month, and then in December we're going to have Made in America Month again with Ronald Reagan. People going out, spending their money at small businesses, at big businesses that are featuring American Made. And the people are becoming very outspoken, which I really like to go out to the stores and hear. When I talk to the managers, they tell me point blank now, there's no dancing around, we have got to do something to get more American Made products in this store to keep our customers, because we're going to lose our customer base. And with that, I'm going to take a few moments to acknowledge some of our supporters. This is Michael Blehosh, host of American Workers Radio, and you are asked to help us promote November as American Made Month. During the entire month of November, we ask you to highlight businesses manufacturing and assembling products in America and let others know where those products are available, and also support your local businesses. There is a poster and event schedule promoting November as American Made Month on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and AmericanMadeMonth.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., broadcasting in Philadelphia and the tri-state area. You can listen live or to rebroadcast anytime from AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
Go For Made in America is proud to announce their latest promotion for the Go For USA mobile app. Their nationally famous app will be available for free. That's right, free for the entire month of November in honor of American Made Month. Go to the iTunes Store any day in November from your iPhone or iPad and download this great app. You can now be a part of their mobile army with just one simple download. For more information, visit GoForMadeInAmerica.com.
Sonia Kaminsky-Breccia welcomes you to stop in and visit her at Nationwide's Ott & Associates agency located at 7967 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. Sonia can handle any of your notary, licensing, and registration needs. Call Sonia today at 215-722-6020 or stop into their office and let her know you heard about her on this show. Pat's Auto Tags invites you to stop into one of their convenient locations for any of your needs. From DMV to fishing and boating licenses, notary, and insurance, Pat's has you covered. Pat's Auto Tags is an approved PennDOT online messenger center. They also have instant online access to Harrisburg at their main location located at 2536 East Allegheny Avenue in Fort Richmond. You can also stop into one of their other locations at Sanger Street and Harbison Avenue, or C Street and Allegheny Avenue, where you can speak with insurance agent Cliff Hutchins, who represents Progressive and 10 other insurance companies. Stop in or visit them online at patsautotags.com. The Tri-State Media Network is an advertising service promoting businesses throughout the Tri-State region and beyond. Check them out today at tristatemedianetwork.com or like them on Facebook by searching Tri-State Media Network. Advertising your business is as simple as making a phone call. With low rates and a large audience, your business is sure to be seen and heard all over the area. Call one of their account managers today at 215-829-9200 or you can visit tristatemedianetwork.com.
This is Mayor Pulaski from the great city of Allentown, Pennsylvania. You are tuned in to American Workers Radio on 860 AM.
Well, thank you, Mayor Ed, and we'll be looking forward to talking with the mayor in the near future. And all of the advertisements that you hear during our broadcast absolutely represent small businesses, and I encourage you to support them. Also, best wishes as we continue our celebration of November as American Made Month. From Leon Mankowski, attorney at law, located at 2624 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia, and also by Serena's Auto Body Shop, and their two locations, 6201 Oxford Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia, and 691 Bethlehem Pike. And when you want to take a small trip to Europe and see a lot of big products available, make sure you visit the Net Cost Market. They're located at 117,001 Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. That's just off Byberry Road and Bustleton Avenue. And also the PRCUA, the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, started as a small fraternal 141 years ago. Today, they are located in all 50 states, and for more information about their many life insurance plans and fraternal benefits, give them a call at 1-800-772-8632. And for legal needs, call Michael Steinman with two offices in Philadelphia to serve you. Give him a call at 215-564-1866. And also Dr. Eva Machak has two offices in Philadelphia to serve you, one at 3084 Armingo Avenue, the other is at 4250 Richmond Street. For more information, give her a buzz at 215-739-2787. Also, best wishes from our friends and supporters at the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. For more information about their many offices, check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And when you're in Philadelphia, the Sugar House Casino invites you to stop by and have some fun and enjoy yourself. And for more information about all their activities, check them out on the internet by going to sugarhousecasino.com. Well, we're back here on our live broadcast on 860, followed by our rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by going to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, and listen live link is there to help you. Mark, what else would you like to add to, I'm sorry, Larkin, what else would you add, like to add about Mark and your visit to New York? How was your other stops up there with the SCORE people?
Oh, I was in Utica and Batavia and Buffalo, all great chapters, providing, you know, a myriad services, for their communities.
And as you went through the cities, how were the businesses, the local businesses and all doing?
Well, I didn't get much of a chance. I mean, when you do that many stops in 2.5 days, you don't get a lot of chance to, and I would love to visit Rochester and spend some time there and Buffalo. You know, I can't say enough about the city of Buffalo. I got a chance to spend some time with my daughter who was up there from Florida visiting her in-laws who live in Buffalo at the same time I'm there, which is kind of unique and different. But I got a chance to spend time with my son-in-law's parents, the Hennings, and to talk about Buffalo and what a great city it is and how resilient it is. It really does take a bad rap, and I think it all started with Johnny Carson years ago. But what a great city it is. I mean,
I love Buffalo. I've been there many times.
They are so seamless when it comes to snow. I mean, they move snow and it just goes away. It's unbelievable. It's like they eat it and melt it or something. I'm not sure what they do, but
wait a minute, Larkin. You're talking about melting snow, and Mark Andel is on the line, and he is saying, "Hey, Mark, what are you saying about that melting snow? How many feet did you get over there?"
Oh my God, guys! My snow dance worked. I'll tell you. You know, we got 4 to 7 foot, and no exaggeration. I'm going to send Henry some pictures. But Buffalo, Alma, you know, where I live, we got about 4 foot yesterday. We got 2 foot more coming, and it's past snowplows. Snowplows are having trouble pushing it. Lark is right, though. Everybody's working together, but the fire company's got snowmobiles, and people are trapped on the thruway. But, boy, did we get hit hard.
That's amazing. That's more snow than falls in Pennsylvania. If you stacked it all, one on top of the other, it's unbelievable.
But yeah, Mark, my Sue that works for me, her parents had 6 foot, her mom 6 foot, measurable 6 foot in West Seneca, Lackawanna, 6-7 foot, and it's still snowing in areas.
And yet I heard from Steve Martin, who is our chapter chair in the Buffalo chapter, that he lives north. He called it north of the snow effect. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, the lake effect. You know, in the Buffalo, they probably only got 2-3 inches.
Right.
We got John Ratzenberger flew in Tuesday night. We were going to have the big signing today. He's he kind of realizes how deep it is now, and we put it off to Saturday. But it's, what are you going to do? And everybody's trying to help each other, but it's beyond snowplows, so the roads are all closed in our towns. They're riding the streets with snowmobiles and just trying to dig out. The sun is actually out right now where we are, but the big it's going to shift back over tonight.
So, Mark, I've got you on the phone. I've got you on air. I told earlier in the program a ton of lies about you and your operation up there. But I want to thank you publicly. After dinner on Tuesday night, which was a resounding event, I saw you Wednesday morning, and, of course, I had nothing but the next 2 days' worth of meetings and the planning and trying to get them to all that to fall into place. So I was a little possessed by those issues and didn't get a chance to fall over you enough and say thank you for coming down and giving that speech and absolutely captivating. You were the topic of discussion Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. Wednesday night, I mean, you really hit a home run for me, and I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and boy, I got to see what Larkin Conley does for score. I mean, you're lucky you're in your 20s, you know.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. God bless you. You know, score is just a great, great organization. The more I learn about it, when you stopped up in Buffalo, the week before, giving you the tour and that, learning then, but going down and meeting all the heads of all the states, everybody east of the Mississippi was just outstanding. What a great organization for people starting businesses. Make a phone call and get some answers. Just great people. I enjoyed it, so thank you.
Your initiative, Made in America, has a friend in every state east of the Mississippi, including Arkansas. So,
very, very good.
That's a great accomplishment. I mean, you've got a friend in every one of those people. They really respect you and what you've done.
Well, thank you. Now, is Rich on the phone with us?
Yes, he certainly is.
Oh,
I'm here, Mark.
I enjoyed that. Rich picked me up, taxied me around, so thank you, Rich. And, boy, I've got some pictures for you guys. When we say 4 or 5 feet, there's no exaggeration. That's measurable snow.
but the amazing thing, the three of us were together for the first time. Did anybody take a picture? Did we capture that for posterity anywhere?
I'm hoping. Rich took some pictures for me. It was great to see both of you. Mike, we just needed you there. And Henry, we talked about all of you, though.
Well, we're going to have to have a day in historic Philadelphia, maybe at the National Constitution Center. When the weather changes, I have some idea. I want to talk to Larkin. Maybe we're going to do a Philadelphia promo of the movie and a couple other things. Right in historic Philadelphia, we'll have to get Rich up here, and everybody possible will come to this event. It's going to be good. We just have to schedule a day when you're able to leave your business and your store without a lot of obligations to your visitors.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shotwell had him on the next plane out of town after that speech was over.
We don't waste much time. Yeah. You know, she's stuck at home, though. Sue's going to be pulling her hair out. They wouldn't let her on the throughways. They got a driving ban here.
Yeah,
Mike, that's an awesome idea because, you know what, all of us, Larkin and Rich and yourself, Mike and Henry, and we all love America. I mean, to see, to be in front of each other, and really, we just, I just get it. You know, we're all working machines, and just want to get the job done. If we can spread that drive to everybody, and make them aware and believers like we are, it's you know, it's endless what we can accomplish.
I would like to do a publicity day for our broadcast and for the Made in America movement, starting at the Liberty Bell, going to Independence Hall, going to the National Constitution Center, and some of the surrounding places where we could get some people together. We have to wait till the cold weather's over, but something that we have to do, because I want to say this to you guys. During our radio broadcasts and throughout all of our Buy American Made campaigns, and Mark with the Made in America store and the Made in America movie, everything, we have bonded people together and we're showing good example. That's something that's very, very important. We have a lot of people who are skeptical about going into business. They don't know if they would be able to do it. They don't know if they'll be able to get the money. We have to do something to change this, because small businesses are the way to go in the future. As Larkin said earlier, you took something that's very small and made it very big, Mark. And for that, I can't compliment you enough.
Well, thank you very much. And Larkin got a tour of General Welding, and I think they put up with me for a couple hours. They didn't have dinner, I think, until, what, 10 o'clock that night or later, Larkin?
It was like quarter after 10.
But wait, Mark, did you give – you didn't give him a torch, did you?
No. A tour.
Oh, a tour. I thought you said torch.
But I mean,
I should have gave him a torch. He could burn some stuff up.
Yeah, I could burn up some of those Not Made in America racks is what I could do.
Yeah.
And that trip through the welding plant was almost as interesting as the Made in America. And this is a campus. I mean, he's eventually going to own Elm in New York. I mean, he's bought everything that'll move. Every brick that stays, you find five bricks stacked together with a little cement on them, he bought it. So, and he's got something operating out of it. It's either a fulfillment center for the store. It's just amazing. It's amazing, amazing, amazing.
Hey, Mark, what did I asked you this at the talk. All those who told you were crazy, what are they saying now? Still a little crazy, but successful?
Yeah, you know, and maybe that's what keeps us going. Maybe that determination is us, Rich. I met you and hear your story, and, you know, Larkin, I think we've got that. Yeah, they had the football pool bets. They all bet against me, but at that stage of life, I didn't really care. But looking back at it, Rich, like you said, you know, they don't say much now. Now they're starting to look at it like, well, maybe that does matter. Maybe we should buy America. Maybe we should pay attention. But, you know, and I think that's your point, Rich. You've got to get involved. You've got to go for it at some point. And a lot of people, I see that even in the snowstorm, a lot of people just don't have that effort. I've always been out. I can get to my shop, and a lot of people can't, you know.
It's so true.
Yep. Mark, this is unbelievable. How are you? What are you doing with Ratzenberger up in Buffalo?
Well, what we're going to do, guys, he flew in Tuesday night. The signing at the three stores was supposed to be today. We put it off till Saturday. So what we've got is the John Ratzenberger gift box, and John's on the front with my store picture. I'm on the side, and John with my little statement says, hey, create and save jobs in the United States of America by, you know, buying, you know, backing American manufacturing. And then this box is a woman's box, a male box, and then one's for children's. We're really launching it this week, but, of course, the snowstorm took all the media over. But then you're going to see it, for Christmas. We're going to suggest people going to madeinamericastore.com and buying these gift boxes. And it supports 17 American manufacturers. 17 different goods are in them.
Very nice. In fact, Mark, I want you to know that if you go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on your mugshot there, it goes right to the Ratzenberger link on the front of the page. So spread that around.
Yeah, he called me yesterday, and we were talking, and he said, I'm from Connecticut. I used to, you know, plow snow too, Mark, and this and that. He goes, what are you going to do? This stuff happens. And we got some people, agent and PR team out in California. He said the only thing they know about cold is the ice in their drinks, you know. So this is, did you guys get any weather down there in Philly?
No, we got cold, but nothing more. And I think I heard that it's pretty cool down there in Florida. Rich, is that
actually
right?
It was 14 degrees here this morning. And Rich, what temperature are you in Miami?
All right, well, we're in the high. Right now we're at about 60, guys, and this is a true story. When I came out of my condo today, there were notices under everyone's doors saying, please don't be alarmed by the cooler weather. All services are running as normal. Everything is fine. I mean, you talk about nuts. Down here, when it gets below 60, it's like the apocalypse. I mean, it really is. So we're going to be in high 60s today, and then we'll get back to more normal temperatures, 70s and 80s. Lark, and I think in St. Augustine, where your family is, it's probably 40s or 50s. So, yeah, for us, below 60, I mean, that's like Antarctica. I used to goof on people in Florida, and now I have to admit I'm one of those annoying Floridians. So it's not that bad, all things considered, around the nation.
You know, guys, as we were talking earlier, November, American Made Month, I think we made some really nice, good friends, really good entrances into the media with this American Made, because not only is it linked on the front page, not only have I been promoting it during all of our broadcasts and others, we got about 20 radio stations that play my commentary and all present all this kind of stuff to their listeners. We're getting some good traction, and one of the things that I noticed is that everybody is saying through all these campaigns, through all these commentaries, through all these broadcasts, we, the American people, the taxpayers, the consumers, really do have the power to change America's future simply by deciding what we want to support. Do you agree with that, Mark?
Absolutely. You know, we can, people can make that difference, and I think that's what we're all about. You know, raising people awareness, telling them to go that step this Christmas, this fall, your Made in America November month. Get out there and do your part by just looking for Made in America products. And if you don't see any, you know, complain a little bit. Just say, boy, I wish we could see some more Made in America. We want to support our country and our workers. And, Mike, that's contagious. You know, you get that rolling. And that's what we need to do and just keep believing. And, I think she'll swing around, but we can't stop. You know, us four, our listeners, and what we create, it's like the snowball effect, right?
I went to a store this week, and they were pulling out more and more of the Christmas goodies. And there were Christmas goodies that I've seen, like these Santa Clauses and all that. And I said to the person, I said, well, have they gotten any stuff in? And he said, no. They didn't. They had to put all these Santa Clauses in storage, and they pulled them out because last year there's some kind of a movement against all these foreign Christmas decorations. And I said, oh, really? I said, that's interesting to know. And I looked at the one Santa Claus was standing there, and I said, yeah, somebody has to come over and dust these shoes up, because they apparently didn't have enough plastic over them as they stored them over the year. And I bust everybody's wagon about the American-made stuff. We saw so many things happen in the last year and a half, 2 years. And as you know, Mark, we're going to honor our good President Reagan throughout the month of December. I'm going to ask everybody to link it up on their internet sites as well. And of course, we still have some events coming up for American Made Month. We're going to be having Thanksgiving next week, and then Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. We have a lot of publicity that we can do and a lot of publicity that we can get for our movement by asking people to go to the front page of American Workers Radio and look all of the things that are listed on there. And also, when people tell me they want to contact their new elected officials come January, I want to tell you that link on the front page is being updated as we speak. When you see all the government officials listed on there as of January the 10th, all the new elected officials will be on there. And I'm pleading with everybody to be in contact with your officials so that we don't have any more people afraid to speak up, and let people know we want jobs in America, not just jobs for other people around the world.
Well, Michael, I'm going to say that those who are going to really who are going to talk about jobs, I mean, Larkin, you said it before, right? This is coming from businesses. I mean, SCORE is instrumental in this. The government that creates jobs, they're creating government jobs that are subsidized by taxes, right? So, and of course, government needs to have jobs, but to economically change things around, we need businesses creating jobs and consumers being more mindful about where things are made and businesses going out and competing. And you know, Mark, I'm going to agree with you on something you said. I do think that a successful business person or just getting started, you have to be a little nuts. I really think that. When I started up RJL in 2008, I want to tell you guys something. Not for one second in starting up this business did I even think about what the economy was like, what did the politicians say. And I've been politically minded for many years. Now, maybe I was naive, but Larkin, I never gave thought to it one time. You know what I gave thought to? I need to make this work.
That's right.
I need to somehow make it work. And I got to try to stay afloat after a year. And if I stay afloat, we're going to go to two. Now, 6 years later, sure, proverbially the glass is half full, half empty. Could be better, could be worse. Mark, perhaps you may feel this way as well, but all things considered, I don't regret for a second doing it. And I faced some of the same probably comments, Mark, that you may have. You know what you're doing. Is this going to work? You know the answer? At the time, I don't know. That's what I said. I don't know. I really don't know if it would have worked. It didn't stop us from doing it.
Now, Mark, you said something earlier. You have all that snow and nothing holds you down. Nothing holds you back. That's what we have to encourage more people in our audience and everywhere I go and everywhere you go. And the same thing with Larkin and Rich. Make people aware that it's business in America is going to get back to a more normalcy in the next year. I can see it happening everywhere I go. And a lot of the little stores are saying that more people are coming out. They do hang up their National Small Business Weekend poster every first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the month. So people are thinking about us. They just don't know what they can do to help. And many of them don't have a lot of money that they can even advertise because they're paying their regular bills, their rent and their utilities and everything else. This is something that we have to continue to promote so that they can make the dollars to be able to spend on not only paying their bills, but maybe employing more people.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, keeping your head down, working hard, creating your own luck, just like what Rich was touching on, is that entrepreneur spirit. You just don't quit. I mean, coming in on the snowstorm, I always plowed. I was in every snowstorm since I was 16, had 60 driveways. You just always go. You never really think. You don't overanalyze. You just go, but you keep your head down and you keep working at it, and eventually things start to pop. And that's what people got to do more of. They want, I think, the right answers, the perfect, solutions. A lot of times it's just getting to work, working hard at it and seeing what comes out.
Well, I see SCORE, Larkin, as a place where, and look, it's scary starting a business. I think that that's not an exaggeration to say that. And one of the things that I really admired about SCORE men and women is my sense, Larkin, and talking with the men and women there, is it was a bit of a tough love approach, which is that it's hard running a business. It's hard starting a business. It's hard operating a successful business. But you talk on the flip side about how worth it is. And I think that's where aspiring business owners, and not only aspiring but current ones, I need to talk to you, Larkin. I need money.
Well,
I got to talk to Larkin. People ask me, Rich, what can I do to help? Money.
Well, you all have heard me talk quite liberally about the lack of it around and the fact that sometimes we have to bootstrap these things and sometimes it affects the way that we initially open the business and the way we grow the business. But it's, come to SCORE and talk about your dream. It's free. We're going to vet the idea. We're going to vet your financial situation. We're going to talk about distribution, everything necessary to figure out whether it's time for you to jump. And once you jump, you jump. I mean, once you jump, you find yourself reaching around trying to find that cord to open the chute to break the fall. But that first immediate free fall, once you've jumped off that cliff and you've decided I'm going to do this, and I'm going to change my life and the life of everybody around me. Once you do that jump, and Mark knows this, he probably remembers this vividly. If he, I don't know if your chute's opened yet, Mark, or not, but when you're in that free fall trying to find that cord to pull the chute so that you can float to the ground safely, it's scary. There's no question about it. But if you know, you grit your teeth, you smile like Mark does, and just, you know, move forward. Just keep moving forward.
You know, I want to mention as we go to acknowledge a few of our supporters. When you go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com, right on the front page, you will see Larkin Conley's picture, and he is now the regional vice president of SCORE. And when you click on that picture, it goes to SCORE Philadelphia. But you can contact them, and they'll make sure that Larkin is notified of your request to speak to him or with a SCORE representative. Also, when you click on Rich Loge's picture, he is the principal of RJL Technology Integration. You'll know all that he is doing in his business, and maybe you could spread the word. And also, when you go to Mark Andel's picture, just click on that, and it goes right to his site. You'll see the information about Mr. Ratzenberger coming to visit him there. Hopefully on Saturday, everything will be back to normal. Also, I'd like to acknowledge the Gas Buddy link on the front page of that internet site, as well as AmeriLoop and Go4USA. We have a lot of good things happening. I'm begging you to please do spread the word. We have holidays coming up. Now is the time for you to go out to stores, make your feelings known. I do know, and I want to mention quite frankly, that many store owners and purchasers are telling me that it's still difficult to get American-made products in the quantities that they need, but they are making headway. Also, if you are a small store and you'd like to buy some products for your store, you can also click on Mark Andel's link. He does have a number of items that he can make available to you that you can sell in your local community businesses. And as I say so often, all of the people that advertise and support our broadcast here 7 days a week on 860 AM are mainly small businesses. And I'd like to acknowledge our support today from Polka Deli. They're at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, as well as from the Polish American Travel Service at 2714 East Allegheny Avenue. No matter where you want to travel, Polish American Travel Service is there for you. And when you're out shopping, look for Giorgio Foods, a symbol of quality since 1928. Look for their name everywhere you shop, whether it's for their delicious mozzarella sticks or anything else that you see with the Giorgio name. And also Martin Bednarek, who is the president of Washington Savings, thanks everyone who is supporting American Made Month. Looking forward to seeing you at any of the Washington Savings Banks near you. And Yolanda Konopatska DeCipio, attorney at law, represents clients in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. You can visit her at any of her locations, but give her a call for an appointment by going to the phone and calling 215-423-4824. And don't forget, for your auto, home, and life insurance needs, Karen Janot of State Farm Insurance is there to assist you. That telephone number to contact her is 215-862-5490. And for a great smile, remember Dr. Wojciech Zinn and Everest Dental at 9892 Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philadelphia. And best wishes and thanks from another organization founded in Philadelphia. And that was in 1880. That is PNA, the Polish National Alliance. Now they are a national organization operating in all 50 states. Anything is possible. And for more possibilities about life insurance and all of their other services, give PNA a call at 1-800-621-3723. Well, Larkin and Rich and Mark, we certainly had a very good discussion today and a lot more time to spend with you. As you're coming up on the holidays, Mark, what recommendation do you have for shoppers to make their presence known and their feelings known at stores?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Make it an all-American Christmas if you can. I mean, it's fun trying
seeing what's made here. Of course, our stores make it real easy. We've done the homework or our website. But in your other stores, take a look at what's made in America and try to make that the objective, to buy and support as many American workers and put food, shelter, and clothing on their tables. I mean, it really does matter, but I think people can enjoy it. I talked to a lot of the people, even this new, you know, the John Ratzenberger gift box that we created. It's neat because he does truck stops, and this is the one idea. It's one box that can buy, you know, people can just look at it, buy it, and know that you're supporting these 17 American manufacturers. So, you know, Mike, anything they can do, even Christmas wrap. We finally found Christmas wrap. It's a simple item, but there isn't much Christmas wrap made here in the United States. And the more people get aware and the more knowledgeable they get on what they're buying, I think they'll enjoy it and they'll appreciate, you know, how out of balance we got and how they can help putting these small companies, putting more, you know, work on their floor.
And I think it's a good idea for parents with they're out shopping with their kids for items like Christmas wrap to make a point of looking for what is American made. You know, at one time, Christmas wrap was exclusively made in America. In fact, we had about three places in Philadelphia, three huge printeries that made Christmas wrap and the foil wrap and everything else for the holidays. Today, those are condo buildings and things like that. So we had all the stuff available to us here. There is absolutely no reason why we can't return it, become competitive, and become reasonable with the people so that whatever we do, the people want to buy.
Absolutely. Who would think Christmas wrap wasn't made here? It took us 4 years to find one manufacturer to make it, and we're kind of excited about it.
We had several.
Excuse me, Michael. Mark, many of the people in Orlando were quite surprised to learn about what you were talking about flags.
Yes.
And the flags draped over our vets. And, hey, I got proudly on my desk, made in Made in America store flag right here. People were shocked to learn about that. And that's like a little it's not little in significance, but, I mean, it's a microcosmic example of that's – everybody can agree that flags over our troops should be made in America. I don't care what political party, conservative, liberal, doesn't make a difference. Everybody can agree on that.
And as we're talking about going out to buy, there are a number of veterans groups that are specifically urging people to go out and support an all-American Christmas. Very well said, Mark. I'm so glad you brought that up because the veterans are promoting it. They're trying to get these veterans into jobs. You know, we're having so many of these people coming from the Middle East area that they're coming back and there's not enough jobs for them. So by going out and shopping this holiday season, you'll be helping veterans coming back now and in the future have a future job.
You know, Mike, Sunday I was out of town, and I got a text that an American hero is coming to your store. And I tried to call back and find out who it ends up being. Tommy Reinman. He's got the new movie Halfway Home coming out. He stopped at that store. I guess he was in Buffalo. He was at a Sabres game the night before, which would have been Saturday night, this past Saturday. He came to the Made in America store. His agent brought him, and he was floored. My brother-in-law, Rob, met him, and he loved and thanked us for what we're doing. Now, he was in some tough spots overseas, and but just respects this country and really thanked us. It was an honor, and I got some pictures I'll forward to you, Mike, you can put on. But he's got a new movie coming out, Halfway Home, to show what these soldiers go through. And, you know, these ones that really went to battle and what they put up with when they come home. You know, it's hard to deal with the rest of their life.
And, you know, we're as working in social services, I see so many people at this time of year, especially pre-Thanksgiving and all, in need. People who want to work, but just there's not enough jobs out there. In fact, in New Jersey alone, we're losing thousands of jobs in the last, few months because some of the casinos just folded up. There's simply no people going to throw their money at the casino when they can't pay their bills because they don't have a job. It's something that we're doing is light years ahead of what many of the politicians and all should have been doing. They missed their opportunity, and now it's in the hands of the people, people like us here on American Workers Radio. And I want to thank one more group of people, and that is my fellow broadcasters in states all around America that are playing the commentary, talking about our broadcast, encouraging people to go to listen live or to the rebroadcast. I listened to some of those shows over the weekend, and I'm really pleased when they announce you can tune into American Workers Radio by going to their internet site. Thanks to everyone. Thanks to the broadcasters, Denis Ostapovich, and everybody that does a lot of this supporting of American Made, and where they're going to have their live broadcasts at their little stores. They go out to the malls and things like that. So my thanks to people who are going out of their way to push this movement.
Ostapovich?
Denis Ostapovich. Yes, he's a well-known show host.
Where are the O'Briens and the O'Reillys and the Sullivans?
Well, they're there too. In fact, I have to tell you, Larkin, now that you're saying that, we now have more of the ethnic programs promoting the Buy American Made movement than I've ever seen. All the Irish, they love it too.
Of course,
that girl over here in New Jersey. She promotes it every week. We got to have this. We got them at the Irish Center saying Bleach is going to come up there and do the Irish jig. I said, anytime. I love to dance.
So one more time, score, score.org. Go on, put your zip code in and find the closest chapter, and for virtually no money at all, vet your dream. Find out whether it works or not, and if it does and you are encouraged, jump off the cliff quickly.
Yes, and let's do it so that we can move this thing forward. A lot of good things happened in the last 2 years. I would hate to say, Mark, if it wasn't for people like yourself and Larkin and Rich and so many of the other people on the radio broadcasts, and David Muir is constantly promoting it. Others are starting to do it that had a little bit of fear in their hearts are starting to now promote the American Made issue. Thanks to them, because this is what it's all about. We have to do it as individuals, as consumers. We got to go out of our way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see by the clock on the wall, it is time once again to wrap up our broadcast. Please do go to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and check out all the links on that site. I want to thank Larkin Connolly, Mark Andel, and Rich Logis for being with us here. Thanks also to Henry Chaplinsky, and thank you for spreading the word, because we need you to go out and speak up where you shop. Until Saturday at 11, my best wishes to all of you, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks, everyone.
Have a great week, guys.